give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. God bless. This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. I want to take this opportunity right now to thank every single woman that came out and made our Woman of Worth Conference such an incredible success this weekend. I'd like to thank our speakers. We had Shelley Belcher right here from our very own KFM, Pastor Stacy Quinlan from Sault Ste. Marie, and my wonderful wife, May, and we had a worship time with Trish Matthew, and I'll tell you, it was so wonderful. Had the opportunity to be there and hear the word brought forth and seen the camaraderie, the friendship, the love, all growing the body of Christ. So, ladies, I salute you. Thank you for coming out and being part of our Women of Worth Conference, and I'd like to extend an invitation to everybody in the greater Sudbury area this weekend at Restoration Church, Sunday morning at 10:30 and Sunday night at 6:30. We have with us Mario Girgenti. He's an evangelist from Italy, and he travels all over Italy bringing the word of God of power and of faith with demonstrations of the miraculous flowing throughout, establishing churches all over Italy. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have an incredible time. Come out and be with us this weekend and experience the power of God, the passion of God. So we extend to you a special invitation in the greater Sudbury area to join us this weekend, Sunday, 10:30 a.m., Sunday night, 6:30, as we go live across the network at 7. Our guest, Mario Girgenti, I'm so looking forward to being in those meetings and hearing the testimonies and seeing the things that God's doing around the world through the body of Christ. What a wonderful time to join together. You know, this month we're looking at what it means to break through and break loose. And we're talking about this so that you can understand God's plan for your life is a plan of success, a plan of victory, a plan that you would always triumph in Christ. And as we look at the items of breakthrough and as we study what breakthrough means, remember I've taught you what is a breakthrough. A breakthrough is an offensive thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. Breakthroughs are not something you sit around and wait for. You know, God does it, but I have to take a step forward to see breakthrough. You know, I want you to see that. A breakthrough is an act or an instance of breaking through a barrier, of becoming, shall I just say it this way, unstuck and moving beyond where you're presently at. We've looked at the fact that there is a biblical pattern for breakthrough for people's lives. When you study through the Old Testament and you look in the book of Judges, you'll see there was always great need. There was people that were in bondage. There was God's compassion coming forth. And then the judges judged, and then God delivers. You know, Jesus himself taught his disciples to be agents of breakthrough. That's what we are right now all across the North. We're agents of breakthrough. The Holy Spirit is the agent of change, and we are the agents of breakthrough as we bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and let you know that God has already done so much for you. Receive it, believe it, let it fill you up so that you can walk in the fullness of God's breakthrough for your life. The love of God is good news for you. The delivering power of God is good news for you. That you can defeat evil and you can bring forth healing through the power of God, the Word of God, and the love of God. You can have breakthrough this year. You can lead people by example. When we draw near to the goodness of God by faith, supernatural things happen. The Bible tells us that the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. The book of Mark in chapter 5 and verse 36 says it this way, don't be afraid, just believe. I say that to you right now as a prophetic utterance across this great north, is that don't be afraid, only believe. Only believe what? Only believe that the Word of God is the will of God. Only believe that God loves you. Only believe that you can have hope. Only believe that you can get a new start and a breakthrough in your life. Only believe that you can live in triumph. Only believe that God will meet all your need. Only believe that with God, all things are possible. You see, Jesus wants you to understand you can do impossible things in your life by believing and by faith in Him. The entire book of Acts is full of breakthrough. These are regular people whom God moves so mightily in their lives. I love Philip. It says in the book of Acts in Philip that there was great joy in the city when Christ was preached. That's why I tell you this right now. I'm so thankful as the women gather together and as we as Christians can gather together. You know, there's great theological differences all across the body of Christ, and that's nothing new. The theological differences that you see in the body of Christ is because, let me be perfectly frank and honest with you, we get our eyes on systems and we get our eyes on being right instead of getting our eyes on being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, church is all about the family of God. Church is all about us understanding that as we lift up Jesus, something will happen. Our love for Jesus draws us to Him, and our love for Jesus shows the world that He is alive and real. Let's love one another. Let's set aside our differences, and let's recognize this. As we lift Jesus up, as we glorify Christ, then Christ will be magnified, and we'll see breakthroughs in the lives of people. How do you experience the first steps of breakthrough? Well, you know what? It's the good news. It's believing that something good is going to happen to you today. Matter of fact, that sign's right outside our door. As you come into church, as you walk up to church right there in the valley, it says something good is going to happen to you. Expect something good to happen to you today. That God is good, and that it's God's will to do the impossible in and through you. And we want to reach out and see the goodness of God flow into people's lives. As I've taught about breakthrough, I've taught you that breakthrough is in a look, a word, and a touch. Breakthrough is in our obedience, and these are the items that we're looking at. Because folks, can I tell you, as we believe God and we draw closer to God, something happens. To look to Jesus means to lean on Jesus, to identify with Him. I often say it this way, that when you look into someone's eyes, there's something that transpires there. You see a depth there. You see the love there. You see the compassion there. Jesus sees you in the midst of where you're at. And the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro, looking for someone whose heart is fully devoted or fully perfect before Him. That means that your heart is not undivided, that you're seeking Jesus. You're looking to Jesus to be your deliverer. You're looking to Jesus to be the substance of your life. You're looking to Jesus for everything, folks. This is the Lord that we're talking about. To look to Jesus. And it says in Daniel 11:32 that those that know their God will be mighty and do exploits. Will be mighty and do exploits. You know, when we go into the Word of God and we begin to see the different things that God wants us to walk into, and we begin to understand that breakthrough is in a look, it's in a word, it's in a touch, and it's in obedience. These are very powerful, powful truths of there is a power of obedience in the name of Jesus. And it is so important to understand that God is the creator of the world. And there is the engaging the breakthrough power of the Word of God into our lives. It says in John 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. According to Scripture, all that God is all that His Word is." That's right, the Word of God. That's why it's important to preach the Word. One of my favorite songs by the quartet Gold City is "Preach the Word." Preach the Word. Another one is "It's Still the Cross." It's the same message, but it's a different day that we live in. The message doesn't change. Though the methods may change, the message never changes. And it's His Word that brings the breakthrough into people's life. It's understanding that His Word is spirit and life. It's understanding that the Word of God is light. And so His Word brings light into the darkness of people's lives. That's what the Word of God declares. It's God personifies breakthrough, and so does His Word. Every word received, believed, and engaged becomes as unstoppable as God. Oh, listen to that. The Word of God is unstoppable. Why? Because the Word is the seed. The Word is the power of God that brings past to change. Remember from the record of creation, we understand that the earth was without form and void, but that the instance of God's Word, it took shape and color. Even in the Israelites left Egypt, they were stranded in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, they were being pursued by Pharaoh and the host of the army of Egypt. And then God commanded them to go forward. And when they obey the word of God, guess what happened? The record declares, the Bible declares, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. In the same way, God's word is ordained to thoroughly furnish and accomplish everything that he wants to do in our life. The word of God is a weapon of war. It tells us to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God's word is the sword of the Spirit that raises a standard against all satanic uprisings and gives us the ability to cut through this world and the circumstances. Why? Because the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus Christ used the word of God and conquered Satan, and so can you. The Bible tells us that we need to develop the word of God in our life. Why? The word of God represents our relationship with God. Jesus is the word. The word is Jesus. And when you grab a hold of the word of God, the word of God is a consuming fire. The word of God will consume you with all. The word, it tells us, is truth. And that truth is ultimately the highest form of reality. You see, I want you to have breakthrough in your life. The question is, do you want to have breakthrough in your life? The question is, do you want it so bad that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get breakthrough? The light of God's word shines forth right now into your world. That is why we engage the light of the word in our battle. You know, many people are held in darkness because they don't have the light, the entrance of God's word. Well, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that the blinders be lifted off of your eyes, that truth enter right now into your life, that the Holy Spirit would begin to reveal to you the truth of the situations around you and the circumstances, that you would recognize that you're not fighting against flesh and blood, that you would recognize that God has given you weapons mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds in your life. I speak to those strongholds of addiction in the name of Jesus. I speak to those strongholds of unforgiveness and bitterness in the name of Jesus. I speak to those strongholds of deception that have been rooted into our lives by believing the wrong things. Light come in, truth come forward, and you believe. And when you believe the word, you'll receive the benefit of the word of God. The word of God, when we receive, believe, and engage in it, delivers us and brings the desired turnaround. We engage the word by speaking it boldly against every situation that comes into our lives. When we speak God's word boldly, he confirms it. Remember, it says in the book, in the word of God, that he went everywhere confirming the word with signs following. Oh, I live by that one right there. I want to just take a moment and speak to you about what's going on in your life. The Bible tells us, are we declaring the promise or the problem? What's bigger in our lives, the problem or the promise? You see, if the problem is bigger in your life, then you need to spend more time in the Word of God, because the Word of God will begin to do something. There's the washing of the water of the Word. It will begin to cleanse. It will begin to purify. It will begin to bring hope. If you will immerse yourself in the Word of God, then the problem will become less, because Jesus becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, I'm telling you right now, that's the answer for somebody. You're saying, Pastor Jeff, I'm a Christian, but I'm just struggling. I'm not seeing the breakthroughs I should. You know, I'm not seeing the breakthroughs I used to see. Are you in the Word as much as you used to be? Or has the word become a religious thing? Has it just become something you do periodically, or is it the passion of your life? The Bible says very clearly, Jeremiah says, I did find thy word and eat them as one that had great joy. They were sweeter than honeycomb. Oh, I'm telling you, the word is good. Good. The word is good food. Hallelujah. It's spiritual food. You must boldly come against the enemy. And you must take the steps of obedience necessary to do that. You know, over this week and next week, I'm going to open up this avenue of obedience into our lives. And we're going to see, you know, that obedience is one of the key components. You're saying, well, Pastor Jeff, are you saying we need to follow the law? No, I want to tell you something. Obedience to the law versus obedience to the faith is totally different. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 5 and in Romans 16, 26, it says that the Apostle Paul was preaching the good news so that all may come to the obedience of faith, or come into the fullness of a relationship compliant with Jesus Christ, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. You know, that word obedience means to bring us into submission and humbleness to one in authority. To obey means to hear and to respond properly. You know, many of us hear the word of God, but we don't necessarily always respond to it. You know, and why is obedience so important? Listen to this. The general concept of obedience, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, relates to hearing or hearkening to a higher authority. You hear that? Hearkening to a higher authority. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible has a lot to say about obedience. In the record of the Ten Commandments, we just see how important the concept of obedience is to God. Deuteronomy 11, 26 and 28 sums up like this: obey and you will be blessed, disobey and you will be cursed. In the New Testament, we learn through the example of Jesus Christ that believers are called to a life of obedience, hearing and hearkening to a higher authority. One of the Greek terms for obedience conveys the idea of positioning oneself under someone by submitting to their authority and command. Another word for obey in the New Testament is to trust. According to Holman's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, a definition of obedience is this: to hear God's word and to act accordingly. Let me ask you a question. Are you hearing God's word? Well, you'll say, yes, I'm hearing it, Pastor Jeff, but are you acting on it? You see, until you've acted on it, you've really not brought yourself to the place of obedience. Listen to what Erdman's Bible Dictionary says. True hearing or obedience involves the physical hearing that inspires the hearer and a belief or trust that in turn motivates the hearer to act in accordance with the speaker's desires. Let me repeat that to you. True hearing or obedience involves the physical aspect of hearing that inspires you and me and a belief and a trust that in turn motivates us to do something. So biblical obedience to God means simply to hear, trust, and submit. Let that just sink in for a moment. Hear, trust, and submit. You know, Jesus calls us to a life of obedience. In Jesus Christ, we find the perfect model of obedience. As His disciple, we follow Christ's example as well as commands. Our motivation for obedience is love. You see, what's the motivation for obedience to Christ? It's love. It's not fear. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear. You know, when you know Jesus, oh, I can tell you what, when Jesus, you have a real introduction to Jesus, something happens. You know the love of God. And when you know this love of God, you know that nothing can separate you from the love of God, that Jesus loves you. And because of that love, we desire to obey. Listen to what it says in John 14, 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Obedience is an act of worship. The Bible places strong emphasis on obedience. Why is that? Because if you love me, you'll obey me. It's important to remember that believers are not justified or made righteous by our obedience, and that salvation is a free gift of God, but we only must believe. We must hear, obey, and submit. Hear and obey. You see, true Christian obedience flows from a heart of gratitude for the grace that we've received from the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable, that is truly the way to worship Him. That's how we worship God. God rewards obedience time after time after time. It says in the Word of God, and though through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Genesis 22:18. I know people may sometimes say, well, you know, Brother Jeff, we're free from the law. We don't have to obey. Listen. Love has a higher standard of obedience than any law could ever bring into our lives. Why? Because we choose to bring ourselves under submission and authority of God's word and obey what God says. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. Jesus replied, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice. All who hear the word of God and put it into practice. I always say it this way. God, when you read the word of the Lord, you'll see that there's the principles of the word and the person of Christ. The person of Christ and the principles of the word. You can operate the principles of the word and you'll see blessing come into your life. And you can operate the relationship together with the principles and you'll have the fullness of life. Oh, folks, listen very carefully to what I'm saying. There are many, many, many people that are pursuing Jesus, but they violate all the principles of obedience to God's word. Hearken unto yourself. Take rest. You know, the Bible gives us all kinds of wisdom on how to live this life. And though we may be pursuing Jesus, we're not operating in the wisdom or the obedience to what Scripture tells us, which is good, sound living. Other people can operate in good, sound principle and good, sound wisdom, and they don't have a relationship with Christ. And it appears sometimes that, wow, maybe they're doing a little better. But folks, can I tell you what? There's still an empty hole that only Jesus Christ can fill up. You know, listen, as a believer, our heart should be this, that we hear the word of God and we obey. Listen to James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. One more time. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Do what it says. See, the heart of man needs to have a heart of obedience to God. Rebellion is wanting it your way. Rebellion is not wanting to put anyone in authority over your life at all. Well, folks, many of us live lives of rebellion against our parents, against governmental authority, against God Himself, the Bible tells us. And so therefore, we're reaping the harvest of that rebellion. Why not just obey? Why not just obey what God says? Why not just do what God says? Why not just accept what God says as truth and believe the Word of God? Obedience to God proves our love for God. Listen, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Dare I say, keep His word? Don't get your mind stuck on commandment and just think law, 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 law. No, think the word of God. Think this, forgiveness, mercy, grace, love. Think this, you know, a strong work ethic. Think this, be kind, be good, be generous, be gracious. Think this, to preach the gospel unto all the earth. Think all the things that God's word tells us we can do, and yet so many people focus on the things that God says don't do. You know, well, there's a whole list of the works of flesh. Go into Galatians chapter 5 and you can read all about them. They're in the church, they're in the world. God tells us don't do these things. It's the work of the flesh. It produces negativity and brokenness and hurt and pain in people's lives. Do these things. They're the fruit of the Spirit. Well, folks, let's be real. Are we obeying God's word? Are we seeing negative things in our life because we're disobedience to God? Well, Pastor Jeff, you're sure hitting this hard. Yes, I told you I was going to deal with obedience because obedience is crucial. Hear and obey. You know, if you came to me and I'm your doctor, and as a doctor, you came to me and you say, well, I've got this pain and I've had it for a long time and I do x-rays and I find out what's going on. And I say, you know, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take this pill 3 times a day. And I want you to use this particular form of exercise to, strengthen the muscle and everything. And then I send you on your way. Well, a month later, you come back and you say, nothing's different. And I said, well, did you take the pills 3 times a day? Yeah, I took the pills 3 times a day. Well, did you do the exercise that I told you to strengthen the muscle? Well, no, I didn't do that because it was uncomfortable. No, I didn't do that because I didn't want to do it. No, I didn't do that because I don't have the time to do it. No, I didn't do that because I don't agree. That's the way it is in the church many times. That is the way it is with the Word of God many times. People will do part of it, but not all of it. Why? Because they don't agree with it. They don't like what it says. Well, folks, can I tell you what? The truth of God's word is eternal and it's unchanging. And if we're going to walk into breakthrough, which is my heart for you, which is God's heart for you, which is God's plan for you, then we're going to have to get a hold of the obedience in our life. And I want to pray a prayer today with you that we would break any disobedience in our life. And that we would allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us about any arena of our life that we're in disobedience and then change right now, repent of that right now and get it right with God. Perhaps you've never made Jesus Lord of your life and you're saying, how does that happen? The Bible says to call Jesus Lord or to put him in charge of your life and believe that he died for you, that he paid the price for all your sin and all your shortcoming. To believe that when God raised Jesus from the dead, that you yourself, the Bible says that when you pray a prayer like that, that you become what the Bible says is born again. Here, just do this with me right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I declare that you are Lord. You are King over my life. I believe that you died for me. I believe you've risen from the dead. I believe that the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all unrighteousness. I am doing what your word says. I'm believing and I'm confessing. Now, Holy Spirit, come fill me. Change me. I repent of life the way that I am. I'm going to live the way God says. Holy Spirit, help me and empower me in Jesus' name. Now, if you're a Christian, if you have been on a walk with the Lord and there's areas of rebellion and disobedience in your life and you know it, you need to repent right now. You need to go to the Father and you need to thank Jesus. You need to thank the Father right now in the name of Jesus that the blood cleanses you. Would you just do that right now? Some of your health is going to be healed. Your finances will be restored. Relationships will be restored. If you break free of this rebellion and this area of disobedience in your life, just say this right now, Lord, I turn from my disobedience in the name of Jesus. Please forgive me. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that it cleanses me. Now I'm the righteousness of God, and I thank you from this moment on. I am going to go, and as Jesus said to the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. I repent, I turn. Holy Spirit, empower me. Just walk out right now and begin changing and doing what God's word says. And perhaps you just can't see the areas of disobedience in your life. You're one that there's a cloud there. There's darkness there. Well, I'm going to pray right now that the light of God's word would enter into your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that that light would come into the darkness, that they would see the truth of your word, that your word would penetrate and bring life, and that, Lord, they would be empowered to obey by your spirit. Lord Jesus, I pray for my brother and my sister all across this great network and around the world, that you would just touch them and lift the blinders and open their ears that they may hear and they may obey, God. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Jeff Edwards. I'm so thankful that you tune in to give me the word. And I want to encourage you, would you partner with us? You know, go onto our website at restorechurch.ca and send us an email and say, we'd love to partner with you, pray with you, support the radio ministry so that we can continue to evangelize and go all across the North in the name of Jesus. We believe in the North. We'd like to once again extend you an invitation for this weekend if you're in the greater Sudbury area. Come join us this Sunday, 10:30 and 6:30. Our special guest is going to be Mario Girgente, and he's an Italian minister. He's a Canadian who's in Italy, and he's doing an incredible work there, pastors a church, and has an incredible network where miracles and the power of God is just flowing freely all across Italy. And so I encourage you, come be part of these meetings this weekend, Sunday at 10:30, Sunday night at 6:30, right here, Restoration Church in Valcarran. And don't forget to set your clocks forward. It's spring. Spring your clock forward so that we can have more light. I want to remind you that it's clock changing time this weekend. We love you. God loves you. We're believing for breakthroughs and victory and triumph in your life. If you'd like to get in touch with us, go online to restorechurch.ca. Restorechurch.ca or call the church office 705-588-7600. We'd like to partner with you. Will you partner with us? We're praying for you. Will you pray for us? And just remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon. For all your Poured Foundation needs, call 969-1626.